Track 6. Walking onto Nobby's butt. Continue down the high street to Nobby's butt, the small field just after Nobby's cottage. This field would have been one of the medieval burgage plots, and may have had a cottage built beside the road. Some of the cottages in Newtown were lived in by a local fishing family called Abrook. In the 19th century, Henry Abrook and his son Thomas were oyster fishermen. There were a number of oyster beds around Newtown Creek, which they leased from the Lord of the Manor, and they would have landed some of the shellfish at Town Quay, on the east side of the estuary. After 1866, the Isle of Wight Oyster Fishery Company Limited was established by a syndicate of businessmen and gentry who employed Thomas Abrook as the foreman. In 1880, a new company appeared on the scene, the Newtown and Bewley Oyster Fishery Company, who leased the beds and fisheries from the Isle of Wight Oyster Fishery. The French seed oysters that they had chosen to lay in the beds did not take very well and were not able to mature. This caused great financial hardship for the company. This was a far cry from the 1750s, when oyster fishing was known to be very successful, with thousands of shellfish shipped from cows to France. Fortunes changed for the better again once Thomas Paskins had obtained a 21-year lease for the oyster fishery in 1893. Mr. Paskins brought new ideas to the business that would reverse some of the financial hardship that had befallen the oyster industry at Newtown. There are anecdotes of the Noah's Ark serving up beer and oysters down the road around this time, often after the landlord and his friends returned from a day's hunting and shooting.